Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and today we're talking about a groundbreaking milestone in the aerospace industry. Daniel, have you heard about Virgin Atlantic's recent flight?
I have, Emma, and it's a big deal. Virgin Atlantic just completed the first 100% sustainable aviation fuel flight from London to New York using Rolls-Royce engines. It's a significant step towards decarbonizing long-haul aviation.
That is so cool. I see the flight used a Boeing 787 with Trent 1000 engines. What exactly does this achievement mean for the industry?
Well, it shows that SAF can be a safe drop-in replacement for traditional jet fuel. The fuel used is made from waste products and delivers up to 70% carbon dioxide lifecycle emissions savings. The flight was part of a Virgin Atlantic-led consortium including Boeing, Rolls-Royce, and several research institutions.
Right, and SAF is already compatible with today's engines and fuel infrastructure. But it's still only a small part of the market, right?
Exactly. SAF currently represents less than 0.1% of global jet fuel volumes, and fuel standards only allow for a 50% blend in commercial engines. Flight 100 proves that the challenge is scaling up production, which requires policy and investment.
I see, so the SAF used on this flight was a unique blend. Tell me more about that.
The fuel was an 88% hydroprocessed esters and fatty acids, HEFA, blend from Air BP and 12% synthetic aromatic kerosene, SAC from Viant. HEFA is made from waste fats and SAK from plant sugars. The SAK is needed for engine function, providing the required aromatics.
That's fascinating. And the research will also assess how SAF affects non-carbon emissions like contrails and particulates. Why is that important?
Understanding these effects will help improve scientific knowledge and implement contrail forecasts in flight planning. Data will be shared with the industry, and Virgin Atlantic will continue this work with the Rocky Mountain Institute.
Right, and Rolls-Royce has confirmed compatibility of all their in-production civil aero engines with 100% SAF. That's a big commitment.
Absolutely, it fulfills their 2021 commitment to prove there are no engine technology barriers to 100% SAF. This is a major milestone for the industry's journey towards net zero carbon emissions.
I agree, and the economic benefits are significant too. Virgin Atlantic mentioned £1.80 billion in gross value added to the UK and over 10,000 jobs.
That's right, but to meet the 10% SAF target by 2030, regulatory certainty and price support mechanisms are needed. Investment must be scaled up with government backing.
Sir Richard Branson was on the flight, wasn't he? He's always been passionate about innovation.
Yes, and he's proud of Flight 100's role in setting the flight path for decarbonizing long-haul aviation. The spirit of innovation is at the heart of Virgin Atlantic's mission.
Well, this flight is definitely a major milestone. It shows what's possible when industry and government collaborate. Daniel.
And it's a reminder that while electric and hydrogen technologies are still in development, SAF is ready to use now. The next step is scaling up production and investment.
Thanks for joining me today, Daniel. For our listeners, this is Emma from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for more updates on the future of aerospace.
And remember, the road to net zero aviation starts with innovation like this. Until next time.